seems something more than right. It must be there every day. We're all trying to find a better way. We're all hoping for someone to say we're almost there.
Now, we've got people calling in to this call. In some places it's night, in some places it's the middle of the day, in some places it's actually early in the morning. So they're calling in from all over the world, and I am really glad that each one of you are on the line with us. And you're about to hear some really exciting information about a company called For Life Research and a group called Team Bond International. My name is Karen Ayers, and I'm part of Team Bond in Oregon in the United States. And I'm very, very happy to be your hostess for this call for tonight here in Oregon. And Team Bond International is a leg of For Life Research, which is a huge company which you're going to be hearing about in a few minutes. And now Team Bond is in very many countries around the world. In fact, I'd like to take a minute to welcome our teams in these countries, because many of them are on different time zones than we are, and they may not be able to be on the call live with us, but they will be hearing the call later on via our website. So I want to take a couple minutes and welcome all of you in the following countries: the country of Australia, Korea, Hong Kong, Germany, Brazil, Indonesia, the Philippines, Mainland China, England, Chile, Japan, Taiwan, India, Mexico, the United States, including Hawaii, and Canada. Our Team Bond group is just spreading everywhere around the world. And if I missed your country, please forgive me and know that you are welcome too. And we eagerly await hearing from those of you who are on the call live right now. But first of all, I am very, very eager to introduce one of our guest speakers for this call. He is a designer of our team's website, which is constantly being updated with up-to-the-minute Team Bond news from around the world. All video transmissions, conference calling, and video calling with the latest in technology for our team is done by this man, not only for our website, but also at our team's conferences. He is the behind-the-scenes guru who works very hard, putting in a lot of hours, making things happen for Team Bond. He even records these calls for us every week on our website. And you can see his picture in the Success From Home magazine, which actually featured our whole company. And I am very, very proud to say that I know him personally, and he is a wonderful addition to my list of friends. He's a member of Team Bond's World Team, and he has reached the rank of Gold International Diamond, which is the second highest rank a person can attain in For Life Research. And he is also part of For Life Research's International Advisory Board. So please, all of you, welcome to the call Gold International Diamond, Mr. Kurt Kuhn.
Wow, thank you, Karen. That's wonderful. And thank you for hosting this call tonight. I'm really excited about what we have going tonight. What I'm going to first do, though, is introduce you all to the person who is the meaning of Team Bond altogether, because she's the one that brought us all together to create this wonderful group that we have here. She's actually going to introduce all the countries that are here today. I'd like you to welcome my mother, Platinum International Diamond, which is the highest rank you can achieve in For Life Research. Platinum International Diamond, Bonnie Taylor. Bonnie, are you there?
Thanks, Kurt. What fun to be on a call with your son, you know? It's pretty awesome. Okay, well, let's get started with finding out who's on the call with us live tonight. A little bit earlier, Karen had asked you to press star 6 so that we could keep the background quiet. You can go ahead and press star 6 again now so you can come back on the line. As soon as you introduce yourself, then you want to press it again to mute yourself. So keep all your background quiet for a few minutes. First, we're going to do groups, and then we'll do individuals. So if you're an individual, please hold on. We'll get to you in a minute. Right now. Okay, we're going to have to go back into Star 6 mode. Sorry, we've got a gecko. Everybody in Star 6 until I call on you again. Thank you very much. Okay, I'd like to go out to one of our USA Teen Bond groups under a Gold International, who was actually my first in the business and a very dear friend, and that's Barbara Wagner. Barbara, are you on the line with your team?
I am, Bonnie. Hi, welcome. How are you?
Hi, welcome.
Thank you, and I want to introduce my team. Hello, Team USA. You hear the excitement.
We do. You've got a great team going on there, Barbara, and I think you have somebody else with you, don't you?
Here right now?
Actually, you've got somebody away.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to go to Korea and want to find out, is International Diamond Grace Chan on? Grace?
Hi.
I understand you, Grace.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Very good. And Grace, please introduce your team or let them say something.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. I'm Grace from Korea. And we are here come together about 30 people.
Wonderful. I'm very happy about that. And I know that Dr. Jace Kim is in Japan and cannot be on today. But wonderful to have you there with the group. Thank you very much, Grace.
Yeah. My people.
It's only 30 persons.
Wonderful. Very good to hear you. Greetings to Korea. Annyeonghaseyo.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And back to you, Bonnie.
Thank you, Barbara. And hello to Korea out there as well. Glad you're with us. And so you people who have already said hello can do Star 6 again. And who do we have representing Japan? We're going to take the group to someone handling that group. Who do we have on for that?
Hi, Yoshiko. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
There's Yoshiko, our Team Bond assistant. We certainly can, Yoshiko. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I would like to make sure, well, he's from Japan, but he's in Hawaii. Inasukai, いらっしゃいますか?
Hi, Hawaii desu.
一言お願いします。はい、こちら東京です。チームボンド東京です。 岩崎美智子です。よろしくお願いします。 Okay, that was Mr. Inasuku from Hawaii. And that was Miss Yoko Goto, one of our team members. Thank you very much. Joshua and Team Bond Philippines together, they were at one place.
They maybe need to do Star 6, I'm not sure. We can come back and check on them later.
Okay.
Hi. Nani desu. Kimasu.
Nani-san,
Yoshiko, did I hear Kidani-san in Japan?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. Hello, Hiroshima. Go ahead, Yoshiko.
Okay. Hi,
Isokawa Teruyuki desu. Yahoo!
磯川博文です。よほー磯川直です。
あ、マム。え、石谷真美です。イェイ
川村真澄です。
谷沢君子です。こんにちは。
芦原瑠美子です。ハロー。
ハロー。
ご主人の東です。
イエーイ
自身のロタリーです
はい、以上です
ありがとうございます新婚新婚フィリピン all together
Thank you
okay. 对啊 我这边一直是日本的
Tony?
Yes
好 ，OK， 好，
好。Hello, welcome to the call. 、Okay, Yoshiko, what else do we have in Japan?
Introduce Japan, and you.The Timbon Hawa Canada for you.
All right, I'll go ahead and do that. Thank you so much. Maybe you can star six your line.
Okay.
Have everybody do that. Would you tell them?
I will do that. Yes,、yeah, thank you. では皆さん、シャープ、ごめんなさい。が6で消音しておいてください。ありがとうございます。
Thank you, Yoshiko.Okay, thank you. It's a little bit cutting out, but listen, we're listening all over the world, and that sometimes happens, but how wonderful that we have Tokyo and Hiroshima and even somebody from the Philippines was in there. So welcome to all of you. Now let's go out and see who's with Team Bond Taiwan. Are you there?
Yes, this is Timothy Chu in Taiwan with group leaders here from Taipei office.
Hi, Tim. Welcome to the call. And who's with you there?
Let me have them introduce themselves.
Hi, Bonnie. It's Hank.
Are you on this? Taiwan is on now.
Welcome. Welcome to the call, all of you. I'm so happy you joined us.
Hey, Bonnie. It's Stephen.
Bonnie's on top.
Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Stephen.
California.
Hi. I'm Luo Mei Mei.
Hello, Romy. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome. You're in Taiwan also, aren't you?
Yeah, she's in Taiwan and another.
Hi, I'm Zhang Songlun in Taipei.
Welcome.
And also we have probably Ruby in Taichung. Ruby, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Bonnie.
Yeah, that's another city in Taiwan.
Hi, Ruby. You're in another city down there in Taiwan. Well, you guys are taking over the island, aren't you?
Huh?
Welcome.
And also, I believe I have another group in China, mainland China, in Guangzhou. Jenny, 你在那吗
Hello, mainland China.
I'm in China, Guangzhou.Guangzhou, China. I'm in Guangzhou, China.
Guangzhou, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, it's international city. It's international city, Guangzhou.
Oh, Guangzhou. Thank you.
Okay.
And we also introduce the group in Southern California, San Gabriel group. Wendy, French, are you there?
Yes, we're here. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. State your names.
This is Blanche Fang.From California.
Hi, Blanche.
Hi.
We are going to say hello to everybody. Hello!
That's our famous Chinese group in Southern California, isn't it? Well, welcome, you guys.
And another city, Temple City. Anyone there?
Oh, yeah. I should introduce myself now. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, who is this in Temple
this
City?
Steven. This is Steven.
That's you, Steven. Okay. That's okay. We're glad you're on, Steven. It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tim, who else do you have up your sleeve?
Maybe some more, but I would like to turn this call back to you.
Thank you so much, and welcome to everybody from the Chinese communities. Do we have anyone on from Indonesia at all? And if so, if you've done Star 6, come back on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Who is this?
I'm around the world. I'm Cecilia Moon, Jimbo, Indonesia.
And Cecilia, you're calling from Bali, aren't you?
Yes.
Welcome.
And my
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
And I would introduce my group in Kupang. Hello, Apin.
Hello.
Hello, Kupang.
How are you?
It's nice to have you with us.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Cecilia, for bringing your group.
Hello.
I like to introduce you, my friend.
Yes.
I have three friends here.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
We are here.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
My name is beside me. A priest, Protestant priest. In Kupang.
Well, welcome to the call.
He is one of member in Kupang.
Okay.
And he really happy to hear your voice, and we miss you to come in Kupang, but we don't know when.
Okay.
But we want to invite, but we don't know the procedure either.
You let us know. Thank you for being on the call.
Hi, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm Tian.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. My daughter Joy Wu and my niece Juliana Chang. We are go together.
Yes, thank you. Glad you're on the call. Thank you.
Hi, Bonnie.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm Professor Stone. I from Temple City.
Yes, you're in Temple City, too.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So hold on, and we'll get the rest of the introductions. Thank you so much, all of you, for being on.
Okay.
Do we have anybody out there in Timbon, Hawaii?
Hi, this is Michi.
Hello, Michi. How are you?
No, fine, thank you.
Welcome
how are you?
Fine, thank you. And how about we have another team bond in Oregon up there. Are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, tell your name, please.
John and Joyce.
Okay, your line is the one that has all the conglomeration on it. Will everybody please do star 6? Thank you so much. Go ahead, John and Joyce.
Okay, and we have our team bond here in the group in Oregon, as far as I know, and I don't know how many aren't in our living room, but I have a group here. Everybody say hi.
Yay!
Well, welcome.
I'm here.
Welcome.
Fran in San Central Point. I'm on the line, too.
Well, great. I'm glad you were on the call, too, and thank you for
and
being on,
Cheryl. This is Cheryl from Klamath Falls also.
Hello, Cheryl. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone. Well, we have some individuals that would like to introduce themselves. If I've missed a group, just speak up. But let's go ahead and have the individuals introduce themselves now, please.
Hi, Bonnie.
Sabi Salanitro in Fresno, California.
Hi, Sabi. Welcome.
And I believe I have a guest on. Angela, will you introduce yourself?
This is Elora in Montana.
Hello. Thank
Angela.
You.
Angela.
Nice to meet you.
Maybe she didn't miss.
Okay, well,
Angela,
maybe she...
Angela, are you there? No. Okay, go ahead, Bonnie.
Thank you. Go ahead and introduce yourself, everyone.
This is
Hi,
Eileen.
Bonnie.
This is Eileen in Venice, Florida.
Welcome, Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
And who else is with us?
And this is Mike Moore from Las Vegas, Nevada, and Susie Orr.
Hello, Mike and Susie. Welcome. And who else is with us?
This is Izumi from Hawaii.
Hi, Hawaii. How are you doing out there, Izumi?
Hi, how are you, Bonnie?
Good, thank you. And who else is on?
Hi, Bonnie. How are you? This is Shirley Fong.
Hi, Shirley. How are you?
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for being on. And go ahead and do star six, everyone, because that's a very bad noise. Thank you.
Hi, Bonnie. It's Deanna from Australia.
Hi, Deanna. There's Australia. I was waiting for you guys to call out. Thank you so much.
It's me and Ashley, my son, is here. Will's here. I got him off the golf course to come and say hi.
Great. Then he has to say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. I'm glad you're here.
Yes.
Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie. It's me, Jyoti, from Australia.
Hi, Jyoti. And I understand you're traveling, so I'm glad you're on.
Yes, I'm in Canada now.
Yes, thank you. Okay, who else is with us?
Masumi Ochi from Canada.
Masumi, welcome to the call. Thank
Hi.
You. Thank
and
you.
And I also introduce my team member. It's Nobuko Pratt.
Oh, how are you, Nobuko?
Hello, Bonnie, this is Nobuko.
Oh, how are you? Fine. It's good to have you on the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
And in Japan, Mayumi Nakajima. Mayumi-san.
Hi, Mayumi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Welcome to the call. This is wonderful. Thank you, Masumi, for bringing your team leaders.
Thank you.
Anybody else on the call?
Bonnie, my name
is Frank from
Hello, Frank. And who else
I do have my two sisters on.
Oh, good. And who else was trying to speak?
Bonnie, this is Yoshiko. Let me make sure I didn't miss anybody from Japan, though, okay?
Yeah, give me just a moment, okay?
Okay.
We'll go ahead and finish. Frank, you had your sisters?
Yes, Elora in Montana and Eileen in Florida.
Hello to both of you.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Oh.
Center stage.
I was muted.
And
this is Elora in Montana.
Well, welcome.
Montana.
Well, welcome to both of you. I'm glad that you're
My daughter is on.
Good. Thank you.
Hi, Uncle Frank.
Is there anyone else on the call?
George and Lenora are on tonight.
Welcome, George and Lenora. Anybody else?
Bonnie and Concord. His daughter.
Oh, welcome. Is this Debbie?
Yeah.
Hi. Debbie.
And who else? My husband's sitting here, too.
Oh, great. Welcome to both of you. And who else was trying to speak?
Lonnie in Concord.
Hi, Lonnie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Hi, Bonnie. This is Taka Noriko from Hawaii.
Hi, Taka Noriko. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Anyone else, please?
This is Paige Kuhn from Fresno, California.
Ah, my granddaughter. Hello, Paigey.
Hello.
Okay, anyone else?
I believe there's another couple in Las Vegas. I haven't heard them speak up. Mike and Susie from Las Vegas.
Well, welcome, Mike and Susie. Do you want to say hi? They might be star six, so, you know, sometimes you forget to take that off. Well, what we're going to do, Yoshiko, is let you introduce the rest of the Japanese real quick, and then we'll turn the call back to Kurt after 20 minutes of this.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
My name is Bonnie. This is Rosary from Fuyama City.
Welcome.
Yes, hello. Good morning. This is Alma Goshima from Hiroshima. Nice meeting you all.
Welcome.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm from the Philippines.
Welcome to the call. Okay.
Hi, Bonnie.
Yes.
This is George.
Hello, George. Are you down there in Southern California?
Yes, I'm here in California.
Welcome to the call. I'm glad you got on.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is ask all of you now to do star six. And if you would ask your Japanese, please, Yoshiko, to do star six.
日本の方々も、下、星のマークと6で小音ミュートをお願いいたします。
Okay, so Kurt, now you can show the world how when you're an upper level rank, it takes extreme patience.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm always blown away with how many voices we have all over the planet that speak for 4Life and are in Team Bond. I mean, a lot of people don't even know this, but, you know, all the newcomers that are on this phone call tonight, they're here for a reason, to learn about who we are, what we do. And one of the things that we are is we're called Team Bond, which is an organized group within 4Life Research. And what Team Bond is, we're just like a family all together, working together as one toward a common goal, and that's to have everybody succeed. I mean, we all want to achieve massive things, and I want you to achieve the dreams that you want in your life, and I want you to be able to go and do things that you want to do in your life. And that's what we do with Team Bond. No matter where you go in the world, we're going to have somebody there for you to work with, to learn from, and to absolutely, you know, just get involved. We're a family. We're not going to let you down. You know, if you get involved with us and this company, we're going to teach you. We're not going to just throw you to the wolves. But let me talk to you a little bit real quick. We have some really extra special guests on tonight. And I'm kind of speechless because I'm very honored that they're even on this call. They are the founders of 4Life Research, David and Bianca Lisenby, they're the reason for all of us to be here tonight. They founded this company for all of us to utilize for success throughout the whole world. And I'd like to bring them on right now. David and Bianca, are you there?
We are here. Hello,
here.
Kurt.
Hi, Kurt.
Hello,
hi, Bonnie.
Bond.
Hello, everyone.
Wow. It's so good to have you on. I'm very excited to have you on tonight. I would like to ask you just a few questions, if I may. Number one, why did you create 4Life Research?
Well, that's a great question. I'll go ahead and respond first. Kurt, thank you. You know, hearing all these wonderful voices from all over the world never ceases to thrill me and humble me, because I think about those early days of 4Life, and Bonnie was there. She was part of that. When we had to have that belief in something that was not yet created. We just had a vision and a passion for transfer factor. And I remember, some of you know, when David first came to me and told me about transfer factor and how excited he was that he wanted to bring this product to the world and start 4Life, I wasn't sure I was up to it. It wasn't until I tried the product, experienced it for myself, that I knew that we had to do this. And it's that passion, that belief that carries you through the hard times. And I know each of you is on this call because something has sparked your heart, a belief that this is a good thing, that our products are good, that we have a great potential to build something unique in the world. And I encourage you to act on that belief, and wonderful things will happen beyond your greatest dreams, as have happened to us. And we commend Bonnie because she believed in us before we had a lot to show for ourselves. And that belief and that passion has created this amazing team bond throughout the world. And we are together, as you said, Kurt, a family, and together we're building people and blessing lives all over the world.
Yeah, I remember those early days and how the passion and the belief that we had in this great product. We tried the product. We studied about the product. We reviewed the many, many studies about transfer factor. And we became believers. And we really, truly believed that this product needed to be shared with the world. And we had great people like Bonnie and others who believed in what we were doing, as Bianca said. And we just moved forward one step at a time. We started much like you do. We started with no distributors. We had a wonderful product, but we just had to start talking to people.
And I was David's first recruit, I was a tough one.
No, it was great, and we've come a long way. And Kurt, we're and Bonnie, we're so honored to be on this call and so humbled to hear all of you people from all over the world who are on this call tonight to learn a little bit about For Life and to share together. So
that's absolutely
anything else, Kurt?
Great point.
Anything, any other ideas, Kurt, that you have got to ask us?
I do. I have, one of the basis for this call is opportunity, and For Life has certainly provided that for us all, and I thank you for that. Now, one of the things that we're starting to do is we're creating a Teen Bond youth group to bring in new generations of people that are, younger to be the next generation of distributor for For Life Research. And if you're going to tell them something and talk to them, where do you see this company going in the future in the next 10 to 15 years?
Yeah, that's a great question. I appreciate you asking. Bianca and I just returned from Russia and Germany, where we held meetings. It was our first trip to Russia, and we had about 800 people in the room, and many of them were very, very young people. And, yes, they asked the same question. Why did we start this, and where are we going? And we had a great opportunity to tell them about the future of this company. With this product, we believe that it appeals to all ages, people of all ages, all countries, all races, and it really has such a broad appeal. In an age where we face many, many challenges with our health, from heart disease to other problems that we face all the time, transfer factor can be a great strength to our immune system and to our health. And so a huge and a broad appeal with this product. And then you think about the economic times that we have now, Kurt, the difficulty that so many people are having in earning a living. In the United States alone, we have about almost 10% unemployment, people who are looking for opportunities. We were in South America not too long ago, in June, in fact, and we were on stage, and they brought on stage a 10-year-old young man who got up and kind of gave his testimony about the product and the opportunity. And, Kurt, that was really inspiring to all of us to see this young man, 10 years old, dressed in a beautiful suit, talking about transfer factor. And Bianca and I both looked at each other and we thought, there we're seeing the future of the company. People who have a vision of what can be and things that they can share with other people.
I'm reminded, too, David, of our meeting as you spoke about Germany and Russia. In Germany, we had an opportunity to visit the Hamburg School of Music, and we heard some young people, very talented, who created some music just for For Life. And it was a labor of love on their part because they were so grateful for the opportunity of For Life. And this is so touching to us to see young people in the world are looking for alternatives to make a great life, to have a meaningful life, to do something worthwhile, and to secure for them some financial security. And the world is not giving them the traditional answers, are not working for them. And so it's great to be able to offer young people an alternative.
10 years old.
Yeah.
Did you say 10 years old?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, 10 years old.
That's amazing. That's just amazing. I love that.
Well, and the fun thing about him, too, was he was doing For Life, obviously, as part of his family. It was a family affair.
Right.
And we love to see families involved together. It's a wonderful thing to bring families together and to work together.
I totally agree. And, I mean, we're one big family as it is, but within
right.
families, within families, which is a great thing. And, you know, one of the things that you guys have also done with creating this opportunity for everybody is you've made so many dreams come true with the opportunity. And with opportunity, a lot of times many people's dreams are to help others do the same thing. And, I understand that, and I have participated in a great organization that you have created, Foundation for Life. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, we'd love to. It's very dear to our hearts. And the wonderful thing, Kurt, is the distributors have led the way. And Foundation for Life is the humanitarian arm of For Life that we're committed that wherever we do business throughout the world, we will be involved in blessing the communities that For Life touches. And we also have the foundation has its Feed the Children program with our food supplement. And we have just recently fed over 1.5 million meals with the Fortify for Life program that distributors have done this. And it's the culture of our distributors is the most giving in the world.
I totally agree. And I have to thank you for providing the opportunity that allowed us all to get involved with this. I really do. I can't tell you enough how I appreciate you both being on the call tonight. Is there anything else you'd like to say to everybody that's out there?
I'd sure like to just say thank you, Bonnie, and Team Bond, and Kurt, and all of you that are out there. We appreciate your commitment. We appreciate everything that you've done for all of us, and you're an inspiration to us all.
It's great, and just hang on for your life, people. For Life is just, it sets a record every month. We feel so blessed that we know the mission of For Life is bigger than ourselves and any one of us, but together we're doing something we could never do alone, and we're just proud to be part of your family.
And be sure you plan on April of 2012 in Philadelphia in the United States for our international convention. That will be a phenomenal event. We hope to see you all there.
That's Passport to Freedom.
Thank
you so much for being on the call. I mean,
well, thank you.
Thank you, Kurt and Bonnie.
Next, you guys, you know, you've heard from the greatest people on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. You've heard David and Bianca Lisenby, who created this fantastic company for all of us to take part of, to utilize as tools for our own success and for our own dreams. Now, one of the things that brought David and Bianca to do this business, as you heard, was a product called Transfer Factor, okay? And we have one of the foremost experts on that on our call tonight. He is one of the For Life Medical Sciences Advisory Board members, Dr. Rick Bennett. Rick, are you there?
I'm Kurt. Good evening, good day, and good morning, everyone.
May I ask you to maybe give a little talk about Transfer Factor and tell everybody how and why it works?
You certainly can, Kurt, and I'm really happy you asked, because one of my passions in the near 12 years of working with For Life Research is to bring scientific-based information to the people in an educational way, such that they can use the information. You know, I was with the University of California for 23 years, and I always felt, what's the point of developing new science-based information if it can't be used? And so I have a real passion about taking what I learned from our research and my reading and make it useful. And so I'm sure everyone is asked the question, what is Transfer Factor and what does it do? And I get asked that question a lot, and I really then turned that question back to the science. David Lisenby talked about reading the science, and I, like him, have read all the science and boiled it down to three fundamental things. Transfer Factor is a very special molecule in our immune systems. And what it does is educates, makes your immune system smarter. It supports it so that it can do the job that it needs to do in a timely manner. And it balances it so that it acts with good behavior. That's important. And then it has the ability to say, the job's well done, you know, go into the rest mode now. And so if you really want to know in a nutshell what Transfer Factor does, it educates, supports, and it balances for healthy immune function. Now, where did I get all that? Well, last year, to support the mission of the Health Sciences Advisory Board, I polled the scientific research and read a lot of papers and reviewed them and wrote a scientific review for our board. And the studies that begin back in 1945 clearly show that transfer factor is the immune memory molecule. That's where our bodies and the body of every higher animal stores its immune memory. And it's encoded in a little tiny molecule called a polypeptide, which is smaller than proteins. But it's this unique polypeptide that stores the information. Now, how does it do that? It creates an impression, much like if you were to walk along the beach in very, very fine sand barefoot. Your foot will make an impression in that sand. And what the immune system does is makes an impression using amino acids and a polypeptide to make a unique impression on what germs, viruses, and toxins look like. And then it hands that off to the immune system, and the immune cells carry that unique impression around looking to find the foot that fits it, much like in the story Cinderella. It is that only that foot that fits it, and when there's a fit, the immune system says, oh, I know who you are. And the immune system is then forewarned, and hence forearmed. There are literally thousands of papers on transfer factor and hundreds that speak to this educational function. It is the way our immune system remembers, and as I have often said, if you all did not have transfer factor working in your bodies right now that your immune system makes, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be well enough or even alive enough to be on this call. It is because the immune system remembers well that we survive. It is the reason we get over a cold or flu. It's because the immune system teaches itself what these germs look like. Transfer factor got its name in 1949 because the scientist named Lawrence was able, in extracting these transfer factor molecules from blood, transfer them to another person, and in effect transferred some unique memory very, very quickly. And he said, I transferred some specific immune information. So there must be some kind of factor that I have transferred, and so I'm going to call this thing transfer factor. And that's how it got its name in 1949, and it has stuck. It is a little confusing, I must admit, but that's the way it works. Now, we borrow transfer factors from other animals because transfer factors in other animals, be it a mouse, a cat, a rat, a shark, are fundamentally the same. We borrow the transfer factors from the colostrum, the first milk of dairy cattle, and from the egg yolk of chickens. These animals pass their immune memory to their offspring, in the chicken, in the egg yolk, and in the cow, that first colostrum that she makes. All animals, including humans, make colostrum. And when they suckle that colostrum, the newborn is getting the benefit of these myriad of transfer factors, all uniquely encoded to represent mother's accumulative immune memory. And so that's what transfer factor is all about. And so each time we take a transfer factor as a dietary supplement, we're getting a little more immune memory from our animal friends. And you might ask, well, that's a cow, that's a chicken, what's it have to do with human health? Well, about two-thirds, and that number is growing, so it may be as high as 67 or 68% now, of the germs that animals see also impact human beings. And then we share some germs that are closely enough related that the transfer factors have some cross-reactivity, so there's some benefit. Now, the second function of transfer factor is immune support. That is to say, when we take transfer factor and our immune system gets educated, there is some spin-off benefits. The immune system gets a little bit excited getting new information. This is really cool. And the immune system gets kind of upgraded. It gets a little more alert. And when you get in the older years, like many of us, our immune system gets a little lazy, gets a little less responsive. So being alert and vigilant is a real benefit. Now, for those of you who have been around for life for a while, you've seen the results of the natural killer cell studies that showed a very significant upgrade in natural killer cell activity. And these cells are really important in our body because they're the sentinels. They cruise around and they literally touch every cell they encounter. And they say, are you me? Are you healthy? And if the answer is yes, it's the kiss of life and they go on their way to the next one. If the answer is no, that cell is destroyed. Now, if that cell happens to be a recent tumor transformation or recently infected with a virus, that cell is destroyed. And so the natural killer cell function is really, really, really important. And we know that as we age, our natural killer cell activity declines. And so if you're interested in aging healthfully and with wellness, here's something that can definitely, definitely help. The third aspect that I've mentioned is the ability of transfer factor and some of the other little factors that go along with it, like the nanofraction that's in our products, has the ability to keep the immune system balanced. There are two major arms of the immune system, the antibody arm and the cellular arm. And these two arms need to work in concert. And when they're working in concert together, there's much better resolution and protection when challenges come along. If, for example, the antibody arm gets heavy-handed and out of balance, it can make for ineffective immune responses or slower immune responses or even immune responses that can start reacting against things that we really don't want it reacting against, like cat hair and house dust and ragweed pollen. And we call those things allergies. And sometimes they can become very, very more severe. And so transfer factor helps bring that balance. It also has the ability to make the system respond more appropriately, as if there's some intrinsic wisdom. And it also has the ability to tell the immune system, okay, the job is done, stand down, be quiet. Now, we know kind of the ugly face of the immune system when it's constantly being aggressive and attacking self. And so having this kind of balance, or as we say in science, modulation, take the real charge and the long-lasting ill effects and put them into balance is an important function. So, in summary, transfer factor, naturally occurring immune memory molecule that provides education for the immune system, supports a broad aspects of healthy immune function, and keeps the whole thing balanced and appropriate. And that's what transfer factor does. Now, I wish I could tell you that all you need to do is to take transfer factor and your immune system is going to be perfect. And that's just not the way the human body works. There's some new science that I've been tracking for several years. In fact, we even have a product that's resulted from that science, and that's the transfer factor line of probiotics. These are actually living bacteria that we take in a freeze-dried or dried form, and then they become alive in the gut and they populate the gut. These are really, really good things. We don't want to kill these guys. These are highly beneficial. And what modern science and just some stories that were published just this week in some very, very big journals, scientists in Australia are showing that these probiotics are really essential for the overall health and vitality of the immune system in general, not just in the gut. And so that's important. The other thing that science is showing us is that the Western diet, the highly processed diet, does not favor these probiotics. It tends to favor other bacteria that are very inflammatory. And so if one is going to be eating the highly processed Western diet, one is at risk. But something one can do about that is to supplement the diet with transfer factors and probiotics. I believe they're an important combination because when we look at animals, the newborn animals, they're getting probiotics from their mother. They colonize just right there at the end of the teat. And they're also getting transfer factors. And so it's kind of nature's design to deliver probiotics and transfer factors together. And given the way the diets are shifting to very highly processed, low-fiber diets, the bacteria in our gut are shifting too, and not in our favor. And so I think, Kurt, my message tonight is transfer factors are important, but we also have to think holistically about this thing called our gut and the good bacteria there and how we can take care of them and support them. And if we do, our immune system in general benefits kind of in a 1+1=5 synergy, transfer factor plus probiotics, and the net result is we're just going to be healthier.
That is fantastic. I'm so glad you brought up probiotics. You know, I was going to ask you about that, and it just kind of came up, so I'm good. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, I have to tell you, Dr. Bennett not only is one of the foremost experts on this, of course, but he's also one of the doctors that I really relate to because he explains things in such a way that you just can't forget it. It's you know, he doesn't talk in clinical terms. He talks in terms that you can understand. So you could put pictures to things and see what's going on. And sometimes the pictures of what's going on isn't exactly what you want to have in your brain, but you know what it's about by the time it's finished. And now, I mean, Dr. Rick, you are awesome. You're the man. Thank you very much for being on. I'm very honored to have you on this call.
Always a pleasure to empower my friends and the distributors around the world.
Thank you, sir. I got to tell you, if you want to meet Dr. Rick, I mean, he's usually at every Team Bond event and many, many, many For Life events all over the world. So if you get a chance to go meet him, please do. He has a lot of information. As a matter of fact, we're probably going to put something on the Team Bond site soon about some information he shared with us even tonight. So that's going to be a wonderful thing to have. I have the next thing on my list here is to talk to you, all of you who are out there today, brand new, on this call. You want to know what to do with your life, you're wondering what to do with your life, or you're just looking for a change of something to do with your life. Maybe you're just looking for a few extra dollars, you know, a month. Something that could get you by in this economy that our world has so kindly put upon us. So I have to tell you, this is a company that try to achieve, okay, that's up to you. You could do anything you want to do. You could go right to the top if you want to. All the efforts that you put in, say, in your hourly job now, say you're a tire buster somewhere and you're working, you know, 10 hours a day doing the tire busting thing, and I know how hard that is because I was one at one point, and it's just a very physically demanding job. You get steel in your hands. You know, everything is just, you're dirty, you're sweaty, and you just figure, is there something else out there? Because, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm getting paid a certain amount of money for my time per hour, and there's got to be something better out there so that I'm not doing this the rest of my life. You know, nobody wants to sit and labor the rest of their lives. Well, some people do, but most of the people, they don't want to sit and labor the rest of their lives. And some people don't want to sit behind a desk the rest of their lives either. So For Life, being a For Life distributor, gives you the opportunity to actually go out and do something with your life and do as much as you want with it with the short time that we have here on this planet. And when I talk about short times, you know, usually people have to come through some sort of life-threatening thing before they realize how short their time really is here, and how, you know, when, and they figure out that, hey, now's the time. I got to start doing what I need to do now. which is why we're creating a youth group right now, because they, you know, the youth of today, they don't need to go through a lot of the things that I went through and my mother went through and a lot of the people on this call went through. They're supposed to learn from us. We're the generation ahead of them. We're supposed to teach them the way so that they can learn from our mistakes, from our errors, instead of having to go through that muck and through the mud to get there. Now, if we were to tell a young person today or any person that wants to change their life to do something, you know, we're going to first ask them what they want to do. Now, a lot of people have dreams. A lot of people will say nothing. They don't want to do anything. They want to relax on a beach. They want to, you know, drink a Mai Tai somewhere. And I'll tell you what, oh, fine with me. I'll go relax on a beach right now. But life isn't free. There are no free rides in this life. You have to work for a living. Now, what better to do work for but yourself? Why sit there and get paid an hourly wage or a salary wage, basically slaving yourself out for somebody else to get rich? Why are you going to do that? You know, you could do the same efforts right now, right here. And like Dave and Bianca said, just go out and talk to people like they did. You just go out and talk to people. Tell them, I have an opportunity here for you. We have a tool here for you in Transfer Factor. We have a team here for you in Team Bond. No matter where you go in the world, we're going to have somebody there for you to work with and train with. They're all going to be there together. We work as one, together. As a matter of fact, everybody on this call should be just like me as far as, and I think they are because we're part of Team Bond. Everybody on this call wants the people that we're talking to right now and the people that are down line from us to do better than we do. I want you to surpass my position. I want you to go to platinum. I want you to go to titanium or whatever's next on the list that my mom will probably conquer this next year here. So, and well, we all move up as well. So, and by the way, my mother is Bonnie Taylor, and she is the leader of this group. I need to tell you about that. She's one of the most amazing people I know. So I'll tell you about that real quick. She was the very first one in 4Life to establish international relations and open a new country in Japan, who we have on with us tonight. Hello, Japan. That was the very first international country that 4Life has, and they're going strong today. And you could see and you could tell by the people we have on this call, all over the world we have people in China, in Taiwan, in Thailand, I think I heard somebody in here, and in Australia, and we have people in Germany, in Russia, we just, you know, Mexico, it just goes on and on and on and on and on, Canada, and we're just everywhere. And I have to tell you something, you're never alone in this business. Because we are everywhere. Team Bond is everywhere. And if Team Bond isn't there, 4Life is going to be there. Okay? Somebody's going to be there to help you out to get what you want to do in your life. All you need to do is decide to do it. Okay? I have another guest tonight, and I hope he's able to make it on right now because I wasn't able to get a hold of him. But he travels all over the world. And so I'm hoping you're there. Nathan, are you there?
Hey, I'm here, my man. How are you?
Hey, bud. Okay, Nathan. Nathan is 4Life's director of field development. And this guy goes all over the planet helping everybody in 4Life, whatever group you're in, to know what we're doing and taking us in the direction we need to go. Nathan, how are you?
Dude, I'm doing great. Just got back from a trip to the Dominican Republic for a week, went down there. Did some meetings with Gold International Diamonds, Estes Cabrera, and Dione Racio, and we had four meetings, probably about two to almost 3,000 people while we were down there.
Wow.
And it's just amazing to see these people down there that, you know, don't have a lot, but every week they show up for their weekly meeting in their suits, you know, it just doesn't matter. They're there, they're committed, they're working hard. They have a vision of where they want to get. You know, you talked about this compensation plan, you know, meeting whatever you need, whether it's a few $100 a month or you want to go for that big money. You know, this compensation plan works for you. And you take a place like that for an example. I mean, $500 a month is huge down there. I mean, it is huge down there. And these guys are working hard to get there. Like I say, putting their suits on every night, dressing up, showing up, being professional. And it's just really inspiring for me to come back home from that and really look at what we can do here in America and all around the rest of the world to live up to that standard of getting out there, making it happen, challenging ourselves. And it was just a treat to be down there and a treat to meet everyone and see everybody I haven't seen in a while. And it's good to be back, but, man, it was a great trip.
It sounds like it was a wonderful trip, absolutely wonderful. And I was reflecting right then when you were talking about everybody that they don't have very much, but they come to the meetings and they're in their suits and they're ready to go and learn so they can and achieve more in their lives. I mean, and then, you know, I remember that David and Bianca said a 10-year-old boy got up on stage and was telling about his experiences with it already and with him and his family in For Life. And I just thought that was the most amazing thing. You know, a 10-year-old boy to be able to come up there and say, you know what, this is changing my life already. I could see it. For him to recognize that was just amazing to me. And you're right. You know, I do find that the more people, the less that they have in today's world, the more they're willing to go out and work for something and achieve something on their own that they could see. Because most people are geared not to think or only geared to think a certain way of how to do business. And while people that don't have as much are open to everything, and they're more likely to succeed.
Well, you know what? One of my favorite things when I'm on the road, and this might make you laugh, but it is definitely one of my favorite things, is when you see that guy that's in the suit that doesn't match, you know, he's able to scrounge up a pair of dress pants and a sports coat or a suit coat, and he puts them together and they don't match. But you know what? He's there. He's ready. He believes in what he's doing. And, you know, someday he's going to be wearing a tailored suit that probably costs him thousands of dollars because he knows what he wants. He knows where he's going. And he doesn't care what it's going to take to get him there, or how hard he has to work, or what he looks like when he's getting there. He's going to roll up those sleeves and go get it. And, you know, for me, that's my favorite thing to see. That's the most inspiring ones. I kind of pick those guys out, make sure I get a business card from them or get their name and information so I can track them a little bit and see how they do. Because, see, those are the people that want it. You can tell, you know, they're not afraid to just do whatever it takes to get out there and make it happen. And,
I totally agree with you. The only difference between them and Donald Trump is Donald Trump has already got his $2,000 suit and a bad haircut.
Yep.
But they're just as determined. As a matter of fact, they're more determined. They have what they call in Rocky the eye of the tiger. They're going for the top. They want to make it, and they're going to do anything they can to possibly make it. But what stands in most people's way is fear. Fear of talking to people, fear of bringing up a new business idea to somebody that is so set in their ways. You know, I mean, I was one of these people. I was a huge skeptic. I was a corporate guy. I worked for Costco Wholesale for many years, going around fixing warehouses. And I was a huge skeptic. When my mother got me into this, and she was the one that did get me into this, you know, I saw what she was doing. She came from nothing. I had nothing at one point. She came from literally nothing, sleeping on a box spring. She was sleeping on a box spring, people, and she worked on the phone and got her business together, and now she's got one of the biggest businesses in For Life. I mean, just huge. Obviously, we're all here right now, right? Because of her. We're all underneath her, all of us. So, and then potentially all the ones that are on the call right now, you will get to know Bonnie as well. But my point being is that you have to surpass the fear of doing things. You just need to be able to do it. All right, I brought this up in the last call that I was on, but I have to tell you, I'm speaking to you now, and I go up on stage all over the place, and I speak then, just like Nathan does. But I'm what they call an agoraphobe, okay? I have a fear of crowds. I don't like being around a lot of people, but that's my business, okay? So I make myself go do it. And a lot of people that already know me, you'll know that I'm there, and then I'm not there. But then I'll show up again. You know, I have to take little breaks from everybody, but I still get the job done. I put away my fear and come forward to do the job and to talk to people because we are a family. And the more we talk to each other, the more we tell each other about what we need and what we want, the more we're going to be able to get that. Now, I hate to keep talking over Nathan here, but I need to tell you about something that it just came to me that me being agoraphobe, that there's a movie called What About Bob? Does anybody know this movie? Nathan, you know this movie? What About Bob?
Oh yeah, I remember that movie.
What
you
about
Bob?
In it. There's a doctor, and then there's this guy who's just way out there. He has convinced himself so much that he can't do anything that he's even afraid to go outside anymore. And so this doctor finally figures out that he's kind of wacko because he starts chasing him. And in chasing him, and the more the doctor pushes him away, he starts doing the things he never thought he'd do out of desperation to get to the doctor. And finally, at the end, he cures himself because of the fact that he figured out he was doing all the stuff he didn't think he could do. He made himself go do it in desperation to see this doctor. Well, guess what? Desperation for us today is here. We're in a depression, not a recession. We're in a depression, a worldwide depression. And this is a depression-proof, recession-proof business because it'll make you earn as much as you're willing to put into it. Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the one thing I would say in addition to it is, you know, if you're employed and you have a job and you're just looking to change something or help yourself out, you do this in your spare time. I mean, I think that's just such a valuable thing for people to understand because when you're out there doing this business, you want to start a new business, you want to do something, the upfront cost is so much, the amount of time and energy is so much that it just maxes you out to where most businesses don't make it. But in these businesses, in the network marketing and for life, you know, it's roughly, you know, $120 a month for the 100 LP, and you're running your own business. But you don't have to worry about the product. For Life creates the product. For Life makes the product. For Life ships you the products. You don't have to worry about customer service. You know, we'll take care of the customer service, making sure everything gets taken care of for them. We'll make sure that we pay them the money. Everything gets taken care of. Your job is to go out and talk to people, bring them in the business, and then help them become a leader, and then help them duplicate that by teaching other people to become leaders. That's your focus. And you can do that. You can start that in your spare time. I know people have joined For Life, jumped in with both feet, and put a lot of time into it right out of the chute. But I've had other people that are now Gold International Diamonds that started by giving themselves 4 hours a week. They did several different things with their life. They had two businesses, and they had they were world-class cyclists and different things. 4 hours a day, I mean, a week is all they would put into it. But they found the right people, got things moving forward. Now they do it full-time, Gold International Diamonds, business all over the world. But, you know, so you can kind of put your own amount of time to it. You can do what you want. But I want to backtrack for a quick minute.
Okay.
Just to kind of make sure you guys understand a couple of things. Kurt nailed some great topics, but me and Kurt have a bond about Walt Disney. And here's my favorite quote. I use it a lot. If you've ever seen me speak, it's one of my favorite quotes to use. But all of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue it. And that's the thing you got to look at. You have the courage to walk up to somebody and say, I have an opportunity that can change your life. Do you have that courage? But most of all, I think the most important thing is the courage to believe in yourself. I don't care what anybody says. I will argue to the death on this. The biggest problem with people, the biggest reason why most people don't succeed is that they don't believe they can do it. So they approach a person, hey, or, you know, mumble something out, don't really go for it. But if they believe in themselves, they'll go forward. They'll go forward hard. I got this product. You've got to try it. This opportunity, this product will change your life. You've got to come hear more about it. You've got to be on the Team Bob conference call. You know, they will push. They believe in themselves. They believe they can help you, and they believe the opportunity will change your life. So that's a belief. And I have a little story to tell you about it, okay? Some of you might get mad if you're San Francisco Giant fans, but I got to tell it because I think it's a very valuable lesson. My 10-year-old is a huge fan of the Arizona Diamondbacks and has been for several years. Well, for the past few years, they've taken last place. And, you know, nothing's as hard as a father, you know, sitting there trying to explain to your son who's just heartbroken that his team can't win. Why can't they win, you know? And I try to explain to him, you know, hey, you know, it's all right. You know, they'll battle back. They'll learn, blah, blah, blah. Well, they entered this season with basically the same team that they ended last season with when they took last place in their division. They only had 65 wins for the entire season. Well, this year, with the new manager, a manager that taught them to believe in themselves, never quit, always keep fighting, they just won their 89th game tonight. They're hopefully just a few games away from clinching the playoffs. But I think they've got 8 games left, and they've already won 24 more games than all of last year. And why? And you watch them play, and I told him several times last year, they're not that bad. They just get in these games, and they blow it at the end. Why did they blow it at the end? Because they didn't believe they could win. They didn't believe they could fight through it. They didn't have the fight and the belief that they could do it. But this year, they've rallied back a ton of times in the late innings to come back and win games. And it's all because of the manager's mindset. He instilled a mindset of working hard, never quitting, and believing in what you do, and believing that you can win. And look at them now. They're playing great. They're looking, hopefully going to the playoffs. But all because, not because they went and signed the best players in the world or brought in a bunch of new players. They brought in a new mindset. A new mindset and a new belief system. And I think that's what you need to do when you approach this business. You've got to believe. No matter what you've done in your life, no matter how many things you think you fell at, you've got to believe that you can do this. And I have one more quote for, but Michael Jordan was asked once about all of his game winners, and he said, well, I've hit that many game winners, and I've missed hundreds of game winners. But you know what? He kept trying. He kept shooting, and he kept shooting, and he kept shooting, because he believed he'd make it. He believed he could win the game for his team. And, you know, but he knew that there's going to be loss. There's going to be misses. You're not going to hit them all. But he just kept going and going, and that was what made him the greatest player of all time. And that's why we got to keep working. We can change people's lives. The opportunity's there. I mean, you really sit back. You listen to what Dr. Bennett had to say, but you really sit back and look at it. Look at the situation in the world right now. There's not a product in the world more suited to help people today than Transfer Factor. The way it works, what it has going for it, you can't argue that point. If you really look at it, you will understand that this is the product of today and of the future, and it will help people change their lives. But the second thing is the compensation plan. Our compensation plan is a great compensation plan. I've looked at compensation plans all over the world, and I love our compensation plan. Why? Most of them do one of two things. Most of them either pay a lot out to people when they first get started, but there's nothing left for people to really work for financial freedom. Or they pay the people with the big downlines huge amounts of money, and there's nothing left for the new people. But at 4Life, we get people joining all the time to start getting profitable in their first month, start making $300 or $400 or $500 in their first couple months, hit the $1,000 mark in their first 6 months. So they're truly at life-changing money. If things were tight, they're not tight anymore. If you were just barely getting by, all of a sudden you've got money to buy a new car or whatever it is you want to buy. But we also have people making 6 figures a month, millionaires every year. And that's, you know, that's what the compensation plan is about. So you talk about Kurt, about the depression we're in and everything. The timing could never be better for you to start building your own business. Hopefully while you're working your other job, hopefully you're still employed and you've been able to last through this depression and you're still employed and you're still be able to start this on the side. Start talking to people at lunch, on your breaks, at night. You know, Bill, starting to get your business so that you can retire from what you're doing and just be a full-time network marketer so you can start having time to yourself to choose during the day. Okay, you know, what's going on today? Do I want to work or today be a day for the family? And you can make that happen for yourself. But really, I think it comes down to the core believing in yourself. And I know that's hard for a lot of us to believe in ourselves. I know it is. But believe that my Nathan Larson, can truly make this happen for themselves. That's a hard thing for people to believe sometimes, but you got to have the courage to believe. You got the courage to challenge yourself and to believe that you were put here to do more than just go to work every day and come home and wish you had more money and wish you had more time with your family. And you got to just challenge yourself. Really look yourself in the mirror tonight and decide, can I make this happen for myself? I promise you, if you put the time and energy in, you can meet your goals. you can make it happen. And I just, this is a great team to do it with. I've worked a lot with Bonnie and Barbara and Jace and, oh my gosh, Sinjo and Kurt. And, I mean, you start naming them all. Grace over in Korea. I mean, such great leaders. This team, I could never remember to list them all off. But great leaders all around the world. Gold international diamonds, presidential diamonds, whatever their rank is. They've achieved it. They have taken the time, worked hard, and made it happen for themselves. And they want to help you do the same. And as they help you do the same, they'll continue to grow. That's what this business is about. But this is a great team with a great call like this. I mean, David and Bianca Lisenby, Dr. Bennett, Kurt Kuhn, Bonnie Taylor. I mean, all these leaders from around the world. That is as good of a call as you'll find anywhere out there, as powerful of a group as you'll find anywhere out there. And it's important that you listen to them, put it to work, believe in yourself, but don't complicate it. It's not a complicated business. Talk to people, sign them up, get them used to the product, teach them how to sign people up, teach them how to build leaders. And as you teach them how to do it, it's called duplication. They start duplicating, and then the next group, we start teaching them to duplicate. And then the next group, we start teaching them to duplicate. You start getting your duplication machine growing, wow. That's where the magic happens. And that's what's going on right here with Ford Life and with Team Bond.
You left your name off that call, buddy. You're involved in this call, too. So I got to get you there. And I'll tell you what, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, little successes that everybody can do, little successes, just tiny little things. So you go talk to somebody. Well, guess what? You just talk to them. So that's a success in your book. Write it down as a success. A little success makes belief in yourself. And you know what? Matter of fact, let's just change this call tonight. Let's call it Believe. Tonight's call is all about believing in yourself. Because if you do, you're going to be able to do whatever you want. And you have all of us to back you up. Because we don't move forward unless the whole of us move forward. Okay? That's how this whole business works. Everybody moves forward together. That's what we're all about. For life and the opportunity, get with the person that brought you on this call and ask them, talk to them, what kind of a thing am I looking at here? Am I really able to change my life that drastically? And the answer is yes. Absolutely yes. When I talk to somebody and they're so closed about the way they do business, I kind of want to shake them and say, hey, come on, listen to me. I did it. You could do it too. I did it. You could do it too. And several of the people down in my downline right now that made me what I am today are on this call right now. And I thank them wholeheartedly because they are the people that really made this stuff happen. Okay? I know they're on the call. I heard their names. They're on here tonight. I am who I am because of them. And they're going to be where they are because of you. And you're going to be where you are because of the people you speak to. Okay? And we all move together in the same way. You're going to be able to do all kinds of things as much as you want to do. If you want to just make a few extra dollars, then go ahead. Make a few extra dollars. If you want to make this really good and conquer your fears and eventually get on stage in front of 10,000 people screaming your name. Okay? If that's what you want, it's there for you. Believe me, it's there for you. Okay? I've seen it done. I've been in it. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. All right, so today we have heard some great things. We've heard about the company, why it was founded. It was founded for, all purposes of good, okay? What it can do for you, where it's going, the product that's involved, and what it can do for you and other people. We've heard about the ability for this business to work for you and how many people are, the tools of the trade, and we're just giving them to you. They're right there in front of you. All you have to do is reach out and take it from our hand because we're handing it to you. This is success right now, handed to you, okay? All you need to do, follow a plan. Get with the people that you talked about. Learn about your product. Learn about the business, and stick with the people that are teaching you this stuff. We're not going to kick you out of the nest until you're ready to go. We're going to teach you everything. You're going to be able to do one of these calls yourself one day. And that's going to be the day that you've realized that the moment that you've won, okay? Everybody has moments that they realize that they've won, okay? And you will figure that out. Even if it's just talking to somebody and realizing, I just talked to somebody, that's a moment you've won. okay? You don't have to sit there and be afraid to talk to people. Everybody has the same blood. We're all the same. You know, it doesn't matter if you're the president of the United States or the owner of Microsoft or some guy living in a box, because that was me. You could talk to them. Tell them about this opportunity. Tell them, do you want to change your life? If you're willing to change your life, here we go. I will take you there. Follow me. And they will, if they have a brain in their head. If not, then they can sit back and go to their hourly job and wonder 20 years later, why didn't I take him up on that? Okay? That's one of the things we want to bypass with the youth groups today. Let's bypass all that so you don't have to realize 20 years down the road, why didn't I do that? I had an opportunity to invest in DirecTV, all right, that little satellite dish, before there was even a satellite dish. You know what I told the guy? Why should I do that when there's a cable coming into my house? I would have been a multi-millionaire back then had I just listened to the technology. But I was so convinced, so in my mind, that there's no way something else could be better than what there already was. And guess what? That's what this is. It's better than what there is. So think about it. Really think about this. You could do anything you want. You create your own business. You go as far as you want to go. And you can make it. The success is yours. I want to thank Nathan for being on this call. I want to thank Dr. Rick for being on this call. I want to thank David and Bianca for being on this call tonight, and all of you for being here tonight. I know it's been a long, long journey with a lot of talking, especially by me, and I want to thank my mom, Bonnie, for being on this call tonight to get all these people rallied together. I'm going to turn the call back now to Karen, but with this closing message, just make sure you believe in yourself. You can actually do more than you think you can. If you don't think so, go rent the movie, What About Bob? And place yourself in Bob's position. You'll see. You can really do what you want to do. The world is yours to take. And we're giving it to you right here. Okay, Karen, thank you for having me.
Great. Thank you so much, Kurt. You've really done great, and this has really been an awesome call. Thank you so much. And I was here, sitting here thinking of another movie, The Pursuit of Happiness. You know, that was based on a true story and played by Will Smith, actually in a movie. But at one of our conventions, the man who actually the story was based on his true life, he actually didn't give up, and he kept going every day. And I mean, the guy ended up with no car. He actually was pushing his little son in a shopping cart, and that was actually being used for their car. And he kept going until he succeeded. And it's just, there's so many stories like that out there where people start with nothing and don't give up on their dreams, and they keep going. And that's what can happen with this business. And we have heard from the very best of the best in network marketing on this call. Our co-founders, David and Bianca, that's a very rarity that you hear the actual founders of a company being on a call like this. That just shows you what kind of people they are. And Dr. Rick, who is an immunologist with lots and lots of knowledge of transfer factor. Dr. Rick, if you're still on here, you did really awesome. I took lots and lots of notes. And we heard from Nathan Larson, who I'm happy to say is also one of my friends. And Nathan, you did really, really great, too. And Kurt, you really did good handling this call. I really, really appreciate everything you did. And I actually want to take just another minute or so. I know this has been a long call, but I'd like to recap a little bit so that all of you know exactly what Team Bond International is. This team was started by our Platinum International leader, Bonnie Taylor, whom all of you heard a little bit ago, and Kurt talked about her being his mother. And I just want you to know that Bonnie worked very, very hard in her life, very, very hard in 4Life, and got this group started after she joined 4Life herself. And our team members all worked together with Bonnie's help using a proven training system. You're never left alone. We've got this system that everyone is taught, no matter where you live in the world. This is actually taught to teens all over the world and used by them. And this system is available in many languages right on our website, which Kurt is the founder of and keeps up and running for us. And once a person is a member of Teen Bond International, they're actually given a special password, and they are able to get on our website, use this password, and learn the system right there on the site. And also they work with their upline who enrolls them in the company, and they work together so that each person actually learns the system. And our team, as Kurt said many, many times, our team becomes like a huge family. We all work together as a family, and Bonnie Taylor is a wonderful mentor to all of us. And Bonnie, I know you're probably still on the line, and we appreciate everything that you have done for all of us. Now, if you're a new person on this call, and you heard something that tweaked some thoughts that maybe this is a company that you might want to become a part of, talk to the person who gave you the number and brought you on this call, and they will answer questions for you. You can also check out the website, which is put together, as I said, by Kurt, who's our guest speaker tonight. And the web address, which you have not been given before, the web address is www.teambondforlife.com. And that four is actually the number four. So it's www.teambondforlife.com. And when you first get on, there actually is a changing picture that shows up. There's actually a picture of Bonnie with our company president, Steve, too, and the company founder, David Lisenby. That will change. And there's an announcement for this call with a photo there, and you can see all of the speakers that were on the call tonight. In fact, if you give Kurt about an hour from now, you can actually go to the website, click on that picture, and you'll be able to hear this call because this call has actually been recorded. So click on the photo. And then you'll have instructions there on what to do, on how to hear the call. And everyone who is on right now, actually, should probably go and listen. Even if you're already a member of our team, go back and listen to this call, because we actually have heard so much information tonight that there is no way that we could remember what everyone said. So if you don't have time after the call, go back tomorrow or the next day and get on the website and click on that picture and listen to this call, because this is a very, very, very great call we heard tonight. So now I want to say a huge thank you to all of you for being on the call, wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much for getting on. And a very special thank you to all of our speakers who were on, David and Bianca, Dr. Rick, Bonnie, Nathan, and Kurt. You were awesome, every one of you. And all of you gave us some really great information. Now, this is the end of the call, but I do have one last thing that I want to say before ending the call. Be sure to get yourself registered for the huge For Life Research Convention that's coming up in April 2012. Now, that's not that far away, even though it sounds like it, 2012 already. It's really not that far away. So be sure to get yourself registered. The convention is going to be in Philadelphia, and they're actually expecting up to 20,000 people from all around the world. Now, what better place is there to mingle with other people who share your vision and your dreams? And actually, when you get there, you learn from the top distributors. They're right there to answer your questions and hear about new products that's coming out, and just get to know other people from around the world. It's just really, really a great place to be. And you can actually register for the convention right on the Teen Bond website, www.teenbondforlife.com. Get on there and find the link for the convention, which is called Passport to Freedom. Be sure to register. Get everyone in your group registered, too. And be sure to let Bonnie know as soon as this is done, because she needs to know how many people from Teen Bond will actually be attending. So be sure to do that right away.
In the night, we're all looking for a guiding light. We're all seeking something more than right. It must be there. every day. We're all trying to find a better way. We're all hoping for someone to say we're almost there. Start again. Everyone, every single person under the sun has a moment where they know they won. But until then, then we